Hey, Donald X, what is the story behind Clashes?
There isn't really so much story here. There are a bunch of images, but a lot of it is just messing around with warlords. So the clashes, so the idea was to do an attack themed split pile. And I had this premise for a while working on the set before finally making a pile. So I'd already done some stuff with other piles. So the very first version of the clashes, they're called invasions instead. The battle plan is this non-existent card. Plus a card was an action. You may trash an invasion card from the supply this turn when you play an attack card plus 1 coin. So that you may trash an invasion card. The initial idea was that the split piles would all need the top card to somehow solve the problem of how do you get to the bottom cards. And they solved this problem all different ways. Battle plan solution was to let you trash the top card of the pile, which would eventually get you to the other cards. And eventually, of course, I came up with the rotation and then stuck that on all of them, and they're just consistent. But there was also the very first version of split piles. Each one could turn into the next one somehow, or turn into a card from the pile, or maybe it was just the augurs that did that, and now Acolyte still gets to. But I feel like at least two piles did that. I guess some of the ways that I made sure you could get through the pile, I used more than once. But anyway, so battle plan, it's letting you trash a card from the pile in lieu of the whole rotate thing, which I hadn't come up with yet, is just making sure we will eventually get to Archer and Campaign and Barbarian. And then this turn when you play an attack card plus 1 coin, so it's trying to do something useful with attack cards. And then Archer, this is a completely different card. Cantrip, look at the top two cards of each other player's deck, pull one back, and they discard the other. So it's a spy variant, which is a fool's errand that I occasionally go on. Spy is so weak and so time consuming. And the correct way to do spy is like Rabble, which is also weak and time consuming for what you get. I mean, the attack part, plus two cards is fine. And so, but that's the correct way to do it. Like, the ideal way to do it is Relic. It doesn't take any time, right? But of course, we've lost the whole joy of how like Spy lets you decide, no, I'm going to leave that good card on top because I'm going to play my knight attack. But that there isn't that much of that in the game ever anyway. And these cards are just they're just always problems. But nevertheless, I tried one for Archer, and I did give it a combo with Barbarian. So then Campaign is a version of Voyage and very similar. And then Barbarian is a version of Barbarian. And underneath here, I have two older cards from Allies, because the first four are all the invasions as they first appeared. But two of those cards had a life earlier in the set. So Voyage started off in the Wizards, in the four cost spot as this magician card. And that's the first version of it, which still doesn't even say if the previous turn wasn't yours. And it still lets you turn it into a wizard. So that was how you got through that pile. And then Barbarian actually debuted in Dark Ages. And that card could have just made Dark Ages. But at one point, it was the Dominion strategy guy, Theory, and two of his friends, Arenad and Captain Frisk, wanted to play test. And this didn't really work out. Like, they didn't really have advice. They didn't really have, opinions that were changing cards. At one Captain Frisk did like argue that Jack was too weak and needed more stuff. And we said, no, Jack is fine, Jack of all trades, and showed him what for with Jack. But they briefly showed up. And I think Theory had an effect on one card's wording that's somewhere buried in some secret history. Anyway, they were appalled at all the ways you could lose duchies in Dark Ages. And I am really not so sympathetic with that. Like, I feel like it is fine that there's this trash. I think trashing attacks are nice to do sometimes because they're a different experience. And you can totally make them reasonable as I think Barbarian is. I think it's a totally reasonable card. It's not a card that you never play because it's garbage, and it's not a card that's just like shuts people out of the game like the original Knights did way back when. Yeah, I'm very pleased with it. But anyway, the original Barbarian died in Dark Ages because, well, I should cut down on the amount of anti-Duchy stuff because these people were all so aghast. And the set also had the Knights and Rogue, and I decided to keep those and take out Barbarian. And it's, you know, been on my mind that I could still do Barbarian, and at last it has happened in LA. So that's the story of Barbarian on the side. But at one point, there was a version of it in the Clashes pile. So the Clashes pile, I happen to know from looking at the files, did not get worked on for a long time after that. And then I picked them back up. And so now we have something more familiar. So Battle Plan does the, you may reveal an attack card for plus one card. And so the secret history for this says Battle Plan started out like it ended. But no, there was actually a different Battle Plan there. But Archer is the attack we know. And this is some different warlord. At the start of your next turn, three coins. Until then, when another player gains a copy of a card they have in play, they trash it. When they gain a copy of a card they have in play. And so this is, it's you know, remotely related to how Warlord ended up. It's punishing you for being monolithic, except really it's punishing you for just, you know, building because you want, even if you're not building monolithic, you want multiple copies of cards. Anyway, and then we have Territory looking very much like how it had ended. And I know with Territory specifically that this, when you gain this, gain a gold per empty supply pile, that was an idea floating around for a while, like some split pile was going to get that. It just, you know, randomly it is Territory. And these are all called Clashes now and not Invasions. And so Archer and Warlord switched for a while, and Archer became a 5 cost, they made 3 coins, and there were some $4 Warlords. These piles, of course, the split piles are all really, they're trapped by these costs because it was going to be so good to have the costs just go up by one each time. So you know, somehow the card had to work out that cost. I couldn't fix it some other way. I couldn't fix it that way. I had to fix it some other way and leave the cost. So anyway, so there are all these $4 Warlords. And so now we have one that draws 2 cards next turn. So that's where that came in. And it says when another player plays a card they have 2 copies of in play, they trash it. This actually limits you to the 2 copies, except it doesn't, because you can play the card. So it's a little more generous than we ended up. Then we have, if they play a card, if they have 3 copies of it in play, they discard their hand. I don't even remember that. Then can't play copies of the first card they played that turn. So if you had to lead with that village, you're sad. But if you led with your one sage or whatever, it's fine. Then we finally get to can't play actions from hand that they have 2 plus copies of a play. Note that these other ones also hosed, they said cards, they were also hosing like copper, right? But, or helping you when you get to trash the coppers. But this is just actions. And then we see there's a territory that counts attack cards. So somebody had complained, why doesn't territory fit the pile, right? Battle plan cares about attacks and Archer and Warlord are attacks, and then territory is just some random garbage. What is this nonsense? And so I tried one that counted attacks, but I did not like it as much and went back. So then finally we have Warlord as we know it. And Battle Plan changes late in the going just to switch the order so that you get the card before the rotating. And it's one of those things where you want to make sure people remember the rotating, that it's an option, because in real life, it's easy to forget that you could rotate the pile. So the order was fiddled with to try to make it easier to remember that. And that was just the entire reason. So that's the story of the Clashes. And I'm very happy with the Clashes. People are terrified of Warlord when they first see it. But I knew from playtesting, Tracer is a playtester. He played a couple of these sets, including Allies. You know, he endlessly built engines and drew his deck every turn despite Warlord. You know, in multiplayer, where there would just always be a Warlord out, you know, no chance of reprieve. And so I was confident that it did not just ruin the game. I mean, it makes you change what you're doing, and there's cards desperately hoping to do that, to make you play differently. Yeah, and rotating any pile was a cute thing Battleplan could do that, you know, it so rarely matters, but it's still cool when it comes up. I was very pleased with Archer as a really, you know, new feeling militia, and it's so hard to make militia fun, and it's a fun militia, and I like territory too. It's nice to have some of the bottom cards of split piles be victory cards, because by the time you've uncovered them, it's late. So that's why some of them are. And it's this worth one per differently named victory card that would seem lackluster as its own pile, but which I'm happy to have hidden away in the clashes.
Hey Bards, what do you have for us today?
There once was a card made for thinning that confusingly didn't cause winning. Many times its reveals led to furious squeals, and it felt like your wheels were just spinning. With his gaze on a crystalline ball, Donald X made a radical call. New prosperity's great, you can trash that estate. Loan forgiveness is slated for all.
Thank you, Shara, for that political send-off to Loan.